This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Mark Cabali in studio with us. Pat McAfee's Steelers insider. Legal tampering starts on Monday. We'll get all kinds of deals announced. And there are some who believe that if the Steelers don't get something done with Justin Fields before Monday, that means he's gone. And it'll be Russell Wilson or someone else at quarterback. ESPN.com story. Arthur Smith was North Carolina's plan A at head coach. When they moved off of Mack Brown, they thought they were getting Arthur Smith. If Arthur Smith takes that job, Bill Belichick is bleep out of luck. They preferred Smith to Belichick. That might be the first time in human history.
And only time that'll ever be said.
I actually talked to Arthur about this right after it, and his exact words were, there ain't no way in H-E-double-L that I am coming back to college and coaching.
You spelled
college.
Out hell. Why didn't you just go H-E-double hockey sticks?
How about if it was a righty, lefty hockey stick? Then it wouldn't have spelled that. But he said they had zero interest in going back to college. Zero interest. So I don't even know if that was a courtesy call and him saying, yes, thanks, but no thanks. Hang up. But I talked to him one-on-one, and he said no interest whatsoever.
Remember how mad Tomlin got when Doug Whaley came on here and said that he should really think about going to college? And then he got asked about it at a press conference.
Benzie, it was the COVID year, and we were all sitting there. Last one, we're like, somebody has to look. Me, Benzie, and somebody else are about ready to say it, and Benzie jumped the gun. And that's when he did the old...
There ain't a blank check from a booster big enough.
Well, why isn't Andy Reid get asked his question?
He had
Starkey
about BYU.
Starkey pointed out that he had gotten asked about BYU. Same with Sean Payton, I think, at one point.
That was classic.
0.0 like Blutarski and Animal House on Najee Harris?
I don't think it's much more than that. Because we talk about inflation.
That's reassuring, just for the record.
We talk about inflation. All of a sudden, he's probably with the Barkley and the cap going up.
Now, Pony, you disagreed with that notion that the Barkley deal would raise his price.
I did disagree with that.
I mean, look, if you're looking for a running back in now who can get you, you know, 1,000 yards or whatever, there's nothing out there. There's nothing out there in free agency. You better hope you choose one of those 15 ones in the draft and they work out immediately, which is
I beg to differ with that. I'd rather have J.K. Dobbins than Najee Harris, even though he's got an injury history. But I don't think the Steelers would do that.
J.K. has – plus he had a – hey, I think he had a 70-yard run last year, J.K. 27? Was he about 2 for 10, maybe 2 for 8?
He's surprisingly, the analytics crowd says...
So you would do that is what you're telling
me? Yes, I would.
The analytics crowd, by the way, will tell you Dobbins, similarly low success rate, like most of his, like a good chunk of his runs weren't very successful. Way more explosive player, to your point there. I think that does make a pretty big difference. If you're not always having great success play to play, if you're ripping off a 70-yard run, a 50-yard run, or whatever, a 30-yard run with seeming regularity, though, I think that matters.
Would you be interested in a flyer on a guy like Cam Akers?
No.
He would
no,
be very really. Cheap.
Not really.
No, I heard Gainwell's name get brought up.
Hey, man, you talk about a guy. What's he? He's a 4-5 guy?
He'd be a complimentary third down back.
I think he's very redundant Warren? With Jalen
well,
Warren.
Well, what if Jalen Warren's your first and second down back, Mark? Someone's got to play on third down.
Yeah.
Like you said yesterday, Pony, they need one of those great third down backs like Mandy Moore.
No, I flipped it. I said Mwelde Moore
oh,
was
yeah.
the...
I'm sorry. Mwelde Moore was the famous singer yeah. in Jessica Simpson's era. Yes, that's right. And Mandy was catching passes.
How about Mulsey remembers the first time he bought a Playboy and exactly who was on the cover?
I've only bought two Playboys.
It's the only one I've ever actually gone to a newsstand and bought, Pony.
Can I guess which one?
Yeah, sure.
Probably the Sable one.
No.
No.
I would have been like 12. I don't think they would have made it. I don't think I would have made it
the
past
first
the
first Sable one and the first China one. That's the only two I've
I would not have been buying a China the China Playboy.
Oh, you know,
no, it was Brooke Burke. You remember Wild on E?
Yes, I do remember.
It was the
that.
Brooke Burke issue.
Sean, were you the guy here that said when China came and performed at one of the gentlemen's clubs
the
here?
The answer is absolutely not. I
okay,
not
well, then
say
somebody
this.
Here said they went to watch her dance.
I love how quickly and how emphatically he Matumbo'd
and they
you,
were
right?
just
you would have told me, like, sunny vintage 1995.
Oh, well, that's a
story,
given.
But
yeah,
not
I mean,
China.
Yes.
But China was dancing at a gentlemen's club here, and somebody here at work was sitting next to the stage and just asking her wrestling questions the entire time.
What was it like to try to powerbomb Chris Jericho?
Somebody here?
Yeah.
I feel like it might
you
have
know,
been Andy.
You,
I feel like it could have been Andy, our web guy.
No, I don't think it was Andy, but I could see Andy doing something like that. I'm trying to put my finger on who it was. Was it Craig?
No, no way.
I think it was. Text him.
So you want me to send
did
to
you
our
go
boss?
Watch,
imagine
did you
using
go
the car.
China, did you go watch China at
strip.
A strip club and ask her?
Did you watch China take her clothes off and the whole time you guys were asking a wrestling question?
Imagine if he's with the family in the car right now just driving listening
I hope
to the
he
show.
I actually hope he does the like play message in like car play says, did you go watch China strip?
Mark, give me three Steelers free agent predictions.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
actions.
Wow. You mean outside free agents, not their own?
No, if they're bringing a guy back, you can count that.
I don't want to do the Justin Fields one, so.
All right. Then we'll make it other than quarterback.
Who are they going to bring back? They got some really, really nondescript free agents of their own. Right.
I mean, Dante.
Andy, our web guy, has broken in to say "not me" in all caps. No one wants to go anywhere near this one. They're all throwing the grenade away.
Dante Jackson's turned into persona non grata, huh? Nobody even links him to coming back here, and he was their best corner at times last season.
I don't think you have to go out and get and approach him right away. I think you got to let him fill out his.
Let him linger like a stale fart in free agency and then bring him back?
Not very inspiring when, like, that's what we're saying about some of these guys. You know, hey, let him go out there and find out that he's not wanted, and then we can bring him back usually, in the warm embrace.
The juju approach.
Usually, when they let him go out and find out, they don't come back.
Okay.
Because so that means it's a polite way of saying we don't want you.
All right, so the three moves.
Ooh, I'm going to go wide receiver.
Who?
We're not asking you to.
I understand this,
and
but
we don't. No one cares if you end up being wrong. Like, we don't get held to predictions. My God, Ayuk to the Steelers was at the goal line for about a week last year.
That was not a prediction, by the way.
No, I know. You know that I have.
There's a lot of predictions of mine you could have pulled out of the woodwork there to rip me on. Like,
you
actual
know,
predictions
I have
I was making.
You very loudly and publicly on that. I have been Kevlar for you on that one.
All right,
I'm
going to say Slayton. I'm going to say DJ Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Two big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to say somebody like Dobbins, but it's not going to be right away with him.
All right.
I think that's more week two-ish. I mean, second week of free agency. I think they're. I mean, they got 60. What 60?
Yeah, but everybody else still has like all. Everyone's room went up.
But they can add.
What are they
going to
do with Watt?
Oh, they'll sign him.
Market setting.
Yeah,
36.
What? It doesn't matter because whatever the market set, it'll only be set for a week.
I understand that, but to Watt, it might matter just for a small portion.
Well,
of time.
Whoever signs last is going to be the highest paid. So,
do you think he'll want to wait?
It'll
then?
Be Garrett. No, I don't think so. I think it'll be. Whatever Crosby's numbers is going to be a tad more than that.
More importantly, I've got an answer to the question.
Uh-oh.
Craig was, in fact, the man involved. However, he was there with his buddy, who I'm just going to name because I've met him. I mean, I'm friendly with him. His buddy Lauren was there with him. Lauren is like the huge wrestling.
I thought Lauren was a chick for a second.
No, he's like the only, L-O-R-A-N. He's the only like male Lauren I can ever think of.
How about Lauren Michaels from SNL?
That's Lorne, though. I think that's different.
Okay.
Isn't Lauren like a Dr. Seuss character?
Lorax, you're thinking of.
Oh, close.
All right, so his buddy Lauren is like a massive, like way bigger than Kabali pro wrestling fan. Just like a true lifer.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and he was the one who asked her questions the entire time. He asked so many that when he'd start asking another one, she'd tug on her stocking for him to give her more money. He essentially paid for a wrestling Q&A at a strip club. Craig did not disappoint. Great memory by you, Pony, putting that one on him.
But Craig deflecting that he was part of that, too.
Oh, no. I know the guy who he's talking about here. It's very easy for me to believe Craig was trying to go to a strip club, minding his own business and having a good time. And I can absolutely imagine his buddy going, so what did you think of the booking at Royal Rumble 1999?
This all came from your first ever Playboy to Craigers going to a strip club to see China.
That's the beauty of this show, Mark.
I'll tell you, when you would find like a Playboy at somebody's house or something or a penthouse, it really was cause for celebration. You know, you
well,
go over a friend's house or something, you open up like a cupboard and like a hustler falls out.
Oh, man. Hustler. What's that dad got going on there? That guy's.
They still make Hustler?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
You go into the.
Hard copy is basically dead.
Well, that's what I mean. So, like, say, I don't want to say an offensive age. Say you're like 15-year-old, 16-year-old boy. Like, the kids of today, the teenagers.
So easy.
He's right.
Damn, so
but
easy.
I'm saying, like, they won't know the analog thrill of you're at, like, Joe Blow's house and, like, hey, by the way, I think I found my dad's stash. It was in an old Reebok shoebox.
Or, hey, Ricky Bach at Cinemax.
I'm so old.
That somebody, hey, we got the black box cable thing. We got the Spice Channel.
Well, I'm so old. My buddy, maybe when I was 10, 11, 12. His dad had the old Stag reel to reel that we'd find.
What?
Projector.
Oh, and there was porno on it?
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about a real auteur right there, man. That guy was.
All right, Mark, we appreciate your predictions. We'll see how many of them come true. We'll be listening to you Monday with the morning guys. Coming up next, NHL trade deadline is done. What grade would you give the Penguins? Here, Kyle Dubas with us shortly. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team on the fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.